We're speaking with Dr. Curran, Medical Director of our Henderson County Health Department, to just catch up and get some information out to our community. Dr. Curran, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So as far as the health department is concerned, what are some messages we need to get out to the community right now?
The community is aware that we have cases of COVID-19 in Henderson County. I just want to get out a few messages to help people, to help the healthcare community to reduce the spread of this infection. The first important message is to stay home. Even if you're not sick, staying home can help us to reduce the risk of transmission. We do know that there are some people who may have infection and not know it. And so staying home is our best defense against getting this spread to the most vulnerable in our community, those seniors, for example, or those with medical conditions. So staying home is the first message. The second message is to stay informed. And I think that there are lots of messages being sent out, circulating, but having a good, reliable source of information is going to dispel some of the myths and the worries that are also on people's minds. For example, using the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services website to get information about the update or who's recommended for testing or what symptoms people may have would be a great website. Our local health department website also has the information, and we'll keep that up to date in terms of our case count as long as that is something that people want to use. We do have lots of great resources there. And go ahead.
I was just going to remind folks that many of those links you can find on the front page of our website as well at WTZQ.com.
Terrific. I think the third message that's important is that not everybody needs a COVID-19 test, even for those people who have symptoms. We have limited resources in our community for testing people with COVID-19 symptoms. That means we're going to have to decide who is eligible for a test based on the recommendations that have come from the Centers for Disease Control. We are doing our very best at both hospitals and at the offices, the primary care practices in our community, to adhere to those guidelines so that we can test those are at the highest risk, for example, people who need to be in the hospital for their symptoms. So not everybody's going to be able to get a test right now. I think that testing capacity may change in the next few weeks as this unfolds. However, at this moment in time, if we have people who are lower risk, younger, without medical problems, and their symptoms are not severe, then it would be best just to stay home and isolate yourself for a minimum of 7 days, or in addition, until you're completely asymptomatic for at least 3 days. So that will help reduce the spread to those vulnerable folks in our community.
So, Dr. Curran, I'm glad you mentioned specifically about testing because I think that is one of the questions out there. So let me ask, there are a lot of folks who may be a carrier of this, never feel symptoms at all, or maybe they are carrying it and they do get some symptoms, but not so bad that they ultimately need to go to the hospital. If someone has those symptoms or something like it, how long should they feel like they may be carrying it and could possibly spread it?
It's a little bit unknown right now how long people are carriers, but there are some studies being done to look at testing people periodically for residual virus in the tests that we have. But that isn't really something we can use right now to give guidance to anyone who's concerned that they have symptoms. I think the best guidance that I have is to tell people to stay home a minimum of 7 days, and longer if their symptoms continue. They should not be out in the community if they really need to stay home if they have those symptoms, for at least until 72 hours after they no longer have fever and they no longer have cough.
Okay, 72 hours after showing those symptoms. Ultimately, I think we go back to your number one point that you made here about staying home. We should probably treat ourselves and each other as if all of us are potentially carrying this, shouldn't we?
Yes, I think that would be the smartest way to go about the world right now. just assume that anyone could have it. And so stay your 6 feet, if you can, to do that social distancing. But there are some reasons people need to get out for essential needs, like grocery store, even the pharmacy. So in those circumstances, still keep your distance as much as possible.
Okay. Dr. Curran, thank you so much for the update. We appreciate it, and we look forward to continuing our communications with you as we all go through this these unprecedented times.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Once again, we were speaking with Dr. Curran, Medical Director for Henderson County Health Department, with some information that you need to know as, again, we're all dealing with this coronavirus here locally as well as nationally. We also remind you that the Henderson County Health Department's website is hendersoncountync.gov/health.
If you need to call, you can get more information by calling the North Carolina Coronavirus Hotline at 1-866-462-3821. That's the North Carolina Coronavirus Hotline, 1-866-462-3821. That hotline is staffed by nurses and pharmacists 24/7.